Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. You know that performance counts, so put your pension in the hands of our experts. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now, the state's fiscal watchdog says the proportion of windfall revenues being set aside by the Cabinet is falling. In a stark warning, the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council says the government was budgeting like there's no tomorrow. It says there are no budgetary forecasts beyond 2026 and the government has yet to submit a revised medium-term fiscal plan to the European Commission. For more on this now, we are joined by Alan Barrett, economist with the ESRI. Alan, did any of this analysis by the Fiscal Advisory Council surprise you?
No, Katie, it didn't. The language was possibly a little bit surprising. It's not what you would sort of typically see in official reports. And I think even the heading, like budgeting like no tomorrow, was sort of catchier than we'd normally expect. But no, I mean, just the tiniest history lesson on this. I mean, the Fiscal Council was established after the great economic collapse of 2007-2010. I was actually one of the original members. And one of the reasons it was set up was the public finances in the lead up to the Great Recession actually looked very, very healthy. Okay, in the same way they look kind of healthy now, if you look at the headline figures. So in the noughties, in the run up to the Great Recession, we were running budget surpluses. And at the moment, we're running budget surpluses. But of course, one of the problems that was not diagnosed in the noughties was, although there was a surplus, that surplus was based on very, very fragile tax revenues. So in the noughties, what happened, of course, was that we had the building collapse, and that meant a lot of the revenues that were associated with the building boom at the time, those dried up, and Ireland got itself in tremendously deep difficulties. And now the worry for the Fiscal Council is we're doing something similar. At a headline level, the public finances look good, but if you strip away all those sort of frothy corporation taxes, which even the Department of Finance refer to as windfall, if those were removed, we could have find ourselves in very, very great difficulty. So the Fiscal Council are really doing exactly the job they were established to do, okay, which is to shine a light on these sort of vulnerabilities. And then they've moved a little bit further than that. I mean, they've also talked about budgeting over the last number of years, where the government says at the time of the budget how much it is going to spend in the year after that. But it has broken those sort of spending limits, you know, pretty substantially time after time. And again, the additional issue, most economies now take a sort of a more medium term perspective on their public finances. So they're not just doing the sort of tax and spend on a year-by-year basis. They're looking out 3, maybe 5 years. And that is something that our government has not been doing recently.
And that's where we got the line budgeting like there's no tomorrow from. Go back to the true picture there, because, you know, we're waving off Pascal, prudent Pascal, off as he goes off to his big job in the World Bank. But tell us exactly where we would be if we weren't relying on, if we stripped out, as you say, what have been acknowledged as these windfall taxes, the corporation taxes. Yeah. Where would we be?
No, well, it's quite dramatic. And it was when the budget was delivered a few weeks ago, it was actually the first figure I looked at. So the headline figure says that Ireland is running a budget surplus of 5 billion euro. And you think, wow, that's really, really positive and prudent. Okay. But if you take away the windfall tax, so that's a proportion of the, it's not all the corporation tax, it's just the proportion of the windfall of the corporation tax, which the Department of Finance themselves say is windfall. That's 18 billion. So if you subtract the 18 billion from the 5 billion, you're actually looking at an underlying deficit of 13 billion euro. Now, you know, by any stretch, that's a chunky amount of money. And it's not just this year. OK, if you look over the last number of years, the headline situation says surplus. But if you adjust for the windfall, that could change very, very dramatically. We're in deficit. And a number of other points I think it's important to know about the windfall. This is paid by a very small number of companies. Okay, so you don't need to be a sort of an actuary or anything like that to work out that this is a highly vulnerable and a highly risky strategy. Okay, so you know it's not quite all eggs in one basket, but it's certainly a lot of eggs in the one basket. So anything going wrong at all, and we could see that situation reverse very, very dramatically.
And the other issue that the Fiscal Advisory Council raised, and it's not the first time they've raised this issue, is how quickly our spending is rising.
Absolutely. And again, it's partly the speed, okay, but it's the unanticipated part of this. So if a Minister for Finance and the Minister for Budget were to go in on Budget Day and say, we're going to spend 10% more next year, well, we'd probably always say, like, maybe that's not a great idea. But it's the slippage relative to plans that gets you worried, because it just gives you this sort of sense that really there isn't a sort of a tight control on fiscal policy. And actually, it is probably related to the fact that the tax has been so buoyant. OK, so in a normal country, and it's interesting if you compare us with, say, the United Kingdom today and their budget, you know, where the tax take is much more clearly sort of defined and people know what it's going to be, there's a level of budgetary discipline. But in Ireland, I think the difficulty for politicians and senior ministers is that, you know, everybody in a sense knows that the budget envelope is sort of increasing all the time because of all these windfall taxes. So really it becomes very difficult to say no to additional spending. Overruns are much more likely in that sort of a setting. So it's just a whole range of things are sort of combining to lead us into that sort of a drift. And again, the fiscal plan is just the other point that they make out. The increasing of expenditure in an economy that's already going very rapidly is also a real no-no, because you're back to pro-cyclical policy, which most economists fear.
Just before I leave you, in terms of like how worried we should be then, Alan, overall?
Hard to quantify it, but let me put it like this. I mean, if there is one, you know, the phrase about certainty, debt and taxes and stuff like that. I mean, another certainty is economic cycles. OK, so, you know, I don't know if it's going to be next year or 5 years or 10 years. But one thing is pretty certain. Economies rise and fall. OK, and the cycle is always there. The worry is that eventually things are going to turn, circumstances will turn against Ireland, and just we are then so exposed that's really where the worry arises.
Okay, Alan, many thanks for that. Alan Barrett there from the ESRI. Before we go to our next guest, let's take a quick listen to what Taoiseach Micheál Martin has said outside government buildings in response to this criticism.
We're not. We're putting a lot of money aside. The opposition want us to spend like there's no tomorrow. I mean, every day we go into Dáil Éireann, there's demands for more and more spending. The opposition wanted billions more spent in the budget, for example. We are spending a lot. There's no point in saying otherwise. I mean, the level of expenditure in the last number of years has been high. But that reflects a number of things. First of all, getting through the COVID crisis, getting through the energy crisis brought about by Russia's illegal invasion of Ukraine, dealing also then with the tariff issue, but then the growth in population and the impact that growth in population has on services and on infrastructure. The bulk of planned spending over the next number of years, or the majority of it, will be on capital expenditure, which will enhance the productive capacity of our economy.
Okay, that was Micheál Martin there speaking outside government buildings earlier. We're joined on the line now by Donal O'Donovan, business editor with the Irish Independent. Donal, like as I was saying to Alan there, this isn't the first time we've heard this kind of criticism from the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, but the language seemed to be stronger this time.
I suppose the language is very blunt and very stark. It's really interesting as well. It's very plain. Seamus Coffey is a very good communicator, but his language is very plain, and it's becoming kind of increasingly sort of a blunt. It's certainly, I mean, I've gone back over kind of years of the Fiscal Advisory Council assessments, and they certainly began quite as technocratic, really, memos, if you like, and there's lots of talk about fiscal credibility and an expansionary stance and fiscal space and things like that, and that's kind of on by the wayside to some extent, and you have this much more straightforward language of, you know, spending like there's no tomorrow, and it's very accessible. It's interesting, I think. It may be, as you say, I mean, this is very similar to what they said last year. It's very similar to what they said in June, And there is a sense that what the fiscal advisory is telling the government is falling on deaf ears when it's speaking to government ministers. Notwithstanding Pascal Donoghue's reputation for prudence, I mean, it's not really borne out by really years of this level of criticism with no rebuttal. But it's kind of strikes me increasingly that the fiscal advisory council are no longer talking to cabinet ministers who don't listen to them. This language is really aimed at the public. It's really aimed at breaking through, I think, into public consciousness that there is something quite worrying happening in terms of how the budgets are being managed or not managed, how rapidly spending is rising, but also how chaotically. So this the idea that, you know, that. Sure, there's a budget for 2025, but actually, you know, we're already 4 billion over it. It was the same thing last year. It's likely to be the same thing next year. And really kind of, I suppose, what they're doing is they're cutting through the jargon, and they're cutting right through to the public, and they're saying this is happening. This is happening with our public finances, and people need to be aware of it.
Yeah, and Alan Barrett was giving us a little history lesson there, reminding us of why we have a fiscal advisory council in the first place, and that it was to be the canary down the mine, really, to warn of that we would never, what happened during the crash or at the crash would never happen again.
Yes, yeah. And I think there probably was a sense when it was established that it would be a sounding board or a watchdog for government. That hasn't really worked out. I mean, government ignores it year in, year out, and they're really doubling down this year particularly. I mean, last year as well. They're really doubling down on that kind of very rapid increase in spending. Without any kind of, you know, the Fiscal Advisory Council won't say don't spend money. What they'll say is if you're going to spend money, you better have a kind of a credible plan to be able to spend it over the long term. And that's what they're saying. And I suppose that maybe it's frustration. They can be a voice crying in the wilderness, and I think what this language does, this kind of very direct kind of way of speaking does, is they can be a voice. Okay, fine. We'll go over your heads if you're the government and you don't listen to us. We'll make this appeal across maybe to the opposition benches where there again. I mean, there's very little sign of anyone in on the opposition benches who doesn't want to spend money, but to the public and say, look, this is happening. You need to be aware.
Yeah, that's the difficulty, though, isn't it? And Micheál Martin pointed that out just there. That when he walks into the Dáil, what he hears is opposition politicians screaming for more money to be spent.
Yeah, well, certainly, yeah, similar amounts of money. Yeah, yeah.
Do you think, finally, like the fact that the Fiscal Advisory Council are now basically writing the headlines for the sub-editors, is this an expression of their frustration that, as you say, they've given up trying to get the message through to the mandarins and the politicians, and they're hoping that the public pressure will actually come to bear?
I think it's a sign, yeah, that they're calibrating that message really to the public, to say to the public, ultimately, in a democracy, the public is the watchdog of the public finances. And if ministers aren't going to listen, then maybe the public will.
OK, Donal O'Donovan, business editor with the Irish Independent. Many thanks for that.